More details on the weekend death of a 22-year veteran of the Rochester Police Department were released on Monday. WXXI's James Brown has the story.
Officer Manny Ortiz was headed downtown Saturday evening for a shift that started at 7. But minutes before his shift was to begin, Ortiz called his fiancée. Monroe County Sheriff's Chief Deputy Michael Fowler says Ortiz told her that he accidentally shot himself in the leg and was headed to a hospital.
As we can all understand her shock and her level of excitement at that time, she says, "What? What did you do? Where are you?" And Manny was unable to answer her.
Witnesses who called 911 said they saw Ortiz's car swerving before it drifted off the road into a ravine on Empire Boulevard. Fowler says the deputies who responded knew Ortiz.
The four deputies that actually went down the ravine, applied the tourniquets, and carried Manny up to the side of the road, of those four, three of them went through the academy with Manny as their instructor.
Sheriff Todd Baxter says the bullet hit Ortiz's femoral artery, and he died quickly. Investigators say that the gun had a safety on it, and Ortiz had a holster on his waist, but he didn't use either. Baxter says we'll never know why. James Brown, WXXI News.